London Heathrow. Host to 78 million passengers, nearly half a million flights, and one very unusual animal reception centre. Animals passing through Heathrow come here to be checked in. Also known as the Ark, it's equipped to welcome almost any species through its doors, from reptiles and livestock to pets and predators. It's up to the Ark to make sure everyone is clear to enter the country. More than 200,000 animals passed through last year alone, and its dedicated team of over 40 staff are on hand every hour of every day and are always prepared to expect the unexpected. Heathrow's Animal Reception Centre is passport control for any animal that arrives at the UK's busiest airport. The team works 24/7 to welcome new arrivals. On duty today is Supervisor Chris. In 1903, a young man from Georgia, on the edge of the Russian Empire, arrives in Siberia. He's been exiled to this wintry wasteland for 3 years. It's hellish, freezing cold, food and alcohol are scarce. Wolves prowl around his hut at night. The young man tries to escape, on foot. He gets 40 or so miles into the 4,000-mile journey before frostbite kicks in. Bruised and defeated, he staggers back to the exile colony. The world has forgotten him. But this man is Joseph Stalin. He will become the most powerful man on the planet, one of the most feared dictators in all of history. How did he do it? Let's find out. London, 1914. Captain Frank Worsley has woken from a strange dream, navigating between icebergs down Burlington Street. It is so vivid, he decides to follow it up. It's a fateful decision. In Burlington Street, Worsley meets the renowned explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton, who is hiring crew for an expedition to cross the Antarctic continent, a journey never attempted before. It's an opportunity not to be missed. Worsley impresses the renowned explorer. Shackleton's expedition appeals to Worsley's sense of adventure.